Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
Welcome to this special podcast introduction to Johanna Dieniz. Johanna is one of our announcers, or as they call them in Africa, presenters at the New Life Africa Satellite Network. We had Johanna join us by way of recording during our recent Day of Hope at YNOP. We decided to record the comments ahead of time because of the time difference between Montana and Africa. First thing we asked was just for Johanna to share a little bit about himself.
Hello, everyone. Praise the name of Jesus. I am Johanna, and it is my delight and pleasure to be even coming to you live via YNOP. So just a little bit about myself. Johanna is 29 this year, and I was born and raised in a Christian family with both parents. About my Christian background, all I can say is for 18 years before 2008, I was only a churchgoer without accepting Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I was converted in 2008 when I was 18 that time. And I remember that day I was just walking around Shinyanga town with some of my friends. And I heard the gospel on crusade, and the preacher talked about sin and what sin it does to one relationship with God. I was there for almost just an hour listening for a preacher, and for the first time I realized God was dissatisfied with my sins and that He had searched me by sending His Son to pay the penalty for my sins. So at the end, I do remember the preacher asked those who need to accept Jesus, and I walked there and I was crying, and I repented and accepted Jesus as my Savior, and later I was baptized. So since then, I submitted my life to His leadership and began a relationship with Christ that continues to this day. So since that time, I came to conclusion that I wanted to be used by God to further His kingdom, and that God has given me some unique gifts that He can use. So right now I'm using my gifts and skills on radio and video production, and sometimes I do help local churches by training them on how to produce video and podcast by using smartphones, and helping them on how to spread the gospel using social media and also mass media. But also right now I'm pursuing my theological studies online at All National Bible Seminary, Atlanta, Texas. And right now I have a diploma in biblical studies, and I'm currently serving in my church, Ephesus Baptist, as Youth General Secretary.
As we continued our visit with Johanna Dieniz, one of our presenters at the New Life Africa Satellite Network, we asked him about the importance of Christian broadcasting.
About the importance of Christian broadcast, I can say that Christian broadcast is so important because when the word of God is sent out through airwave, thousands of souls can be reached at the single time by only tuning to the right frequency. So the gospel can also be reached to anybody, anywhere. And as Isaiah 55 verse 11, it says, it is the same with my word. I send it out and it will always produce fruits. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. But also Christian broadcast is important because it can provide information and entertainment to community in God-honoring way. And also, Christian broadcast is important because it comes with the Spirit of the Lord, and it is so powerful. It is different than some secular radios, because Christian broadcast, it can change things, you know. It can change things from bad to best. It can turn lives. It can save marriage. It can turn mourning into dancing and shame into glory.
We're hearing from Johanna Dieniz, one of our presenters of the New Life Africa Satellite Network. Johanna is native to Tanzania. We asked him for some thoughts concerning his heart for ministry to the continent of Africa.
My heart for ministry in Africa is to see the entire continent of Africa, especially Swahili-speaking African, coming to Christ. But also is to empower people's lives with the right knowledge about Christ, and also life skills. As Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, it says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." So the only thing to deliver these people, to deliver the African community, is the right knowledge about Bible, about Christ, about finance, about relationships, about health, and so on. So if we use media ministry, especially a powerful tool as a radio and internet, to share the gospel across sub-Saharan community, I'm sure we'll hear together life-changing stories to African community and all over East Africa, because in Africa, especially African community, you know, radio is very more accessible to more to many people than other mass media.
We're hearing from Johanna Dieniz, one of our presenters at the New Life Africa Satellite Network. Johanna has been involved in Christian radio as a presenter at Radio Uhai 94.1 FM in Tabora, and we asked him for his thoughts as to why the New Life Africa Satellite Network is such an important outreach to the continent of Africa.
Why is New Life Africa Satellite needed at this time? You know, it is because of the great commission that Jesus left us with. You know, in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, I think, it says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." So this instruction is for us, those faithful followers of Jesus, to leave where we are and go find others and invite them to know Jesus too. So as for New Life Africa Satellite Network, that will be going to make more disciples and followers of Jesus all over sub-Saharan Africa, because still in some areas in Africa, they never heard about Jesus and what he is capable of. They never experienced the love of Jesus. They are still worshiping their father's gods. Some of them, they are still depending on witchcrafts and witch doctors. So we expect the New Life Africa Satellite Network that the entire sub-Saharan will bow to the mighty King, God of the Mighty.
We're glad that you could join us for this special podcast, which we wanted to put on the YNOP podcast page, to introduce you to Johanna Dieniz of Tabora, Tanzania, one of our new presenters who will be announcing in the Swahili language on the New Life Africa Satellite Network. As we wrapped up our visit with Johanna, we asked him to just share a word with YNOP listeners.
All I can say to all friends that are praying and financially support this ministry is thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you for your prayers, and also to making sure the dream of New Life Africa Satellite Network is coming through, because of your generosity to make this dream a reality, and also making sure New Life Africa Satellite Network is going to contribute to a sub-Saharan African community to provide ministry, entertainment, information, and all those weeks. We expect it will be in a God-honoring way, and also to point as many listeners to the message of Jesus Christ. And all I can say right now, may God continue to bless you all and your loved ones. And we also are praying for you guys. May God return 1,000 times on what you have been offering and support to make this ministry to become reality. We really appreciate all those who are praying, those who are giving supports. And before I finish talking, I would like to leave all YNOP listeners with these scriptures from Number chapter 6, verse 24 up to 26. It says, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace." God bless you all, and we love you guys. We keep praying for you, and we cannot wait to start serving God with you guys. I love you all, and God bless you.
We've been hearing from Johanna Dienes, one of the presenters at the New Life Africa Satellite Network. Please keep Johanna, as well as the rest of the staff of New Life Africa, in your prayers in the days ahead, because we have a lot of hard work and much to do in preparation for the May 1st launch of this incredible new ministry opportunity. Over 50 nations, 1.3 billion people, all within the range of the New Life Africa Satellite Network. There is potential for so many to come to Christ. So please be in prayer for YNOP and New Life Africa as we go forward with this incredible ministry launching May 1st.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.